Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Wakes me up. Gets me in a good mood. Every morning.
Oh, yeah.
K-82-3.
Good morning, everybody. Man, you guys ready for a show today? I mean, it's going to be a Tuesday edition here where we're going to have some stuff for you coming right nice and early at 7:10. And Ashley, I don't know about you, but you know that Slater and I probably bug you enough with our singing in here. Can you imagine if we were Dan and Shay? Can you imagine if we were Rascal Flatts? Right?
Could I be Rascal?
You could be little rascals.
Oh, there you go. Well, just know that you got your tickets coming up with the O-Town Showdown at 7:10. And then, of course, we resume with the K92.3 Sold Out Summer.
Yeah, that's getting you into all those shows like Dierks Bentley, Miranda Lambert. We have Brett Eldridge coming in October, which that's going to be a really good show. So pretty much any show coming through Florida, we've got your tickets
that's
for.
That's the easiest way to think about
it. Yeah, just think about it. And you get them for free. Side note, on my way in this morning, the IHOP on Colonial and Summerlin was on fire, so their burgers got way too hot.
Oh, man.
After everyone finding out that was just a marketing ploy.
Is that why? You think somebody...
Somebody's angry. Pissed.
It sounds like arson is what you're saying.
Oh, my goodness.
We're just going to go out on a limb.
The cops were redirecting traffic, so just put that out there.
Good. Let's hope that nobody was injured.
Nobody
in that,
was
right?
hurt.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. All right. Okay, so guys, we're ready for a fantastic morning. Hope you are, too, because even at 7:35, we're going to peer into Ashley's life and why she's having me smell her fingers.
Just get those away.
Gross.
Oh, my gosh. Just do it.
All right. Coming up.
Bobby and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
The station that brings you the national anthem.
Yes.
But we don't do it in vain, man. This is something that we put out there every single morning to you heroes out there. And heroes come in many sizes, shapes, faces, races, sexes. And today, on the way in, we were thinking about all those grandmas out there, all those aunties, all those family members out there who have to come through in the clutch, right? Whenever vacation Bible school comes to an end and you got nobody to watch the kids for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whenever you want that date night and you need to give the kids over to somebody.
Yep. And well, and think about all the people who necessarily can't even afford date night sometime or can't afford to send their kids to any type of camp during the summers. They've got to count on somebody while they go to work. And a lot of times, it's those family members that are able to step up for them.
Yeah, and, you know, our families may look different, even though all sharing the same thing, that we have members of our family who, whether they're making us rice and beans for lunch, like my grandma used to do, or your grandma's making you grilled cheeses for lunch to have, so this way, you know, you're entertained before your parents get off of work. To you this morning, the national anthem from Obie and Ashley.
Oh, say, can you see? Dawn's early light, what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
From
from backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
All right, well, I guess it's no surprise, and this is why I just love country artists, country music. There's always something exciting going on. Garth Brooks, the very first artist ever in Notre Dame's history to play Notre Dame Stadium.
That really surprises me. That Notre Dame, I mean, such a huge... I don't know. Their first concert, period?
Their first anyone to take that field as an artist for a concert.
So not even Phil Collins, Elton
no,
John.
First ever.
I mean, wow.
It's Garth Brooks. He announced it yesterday, and they actually had former head coach Lou Holtz. If you're into sports, you definitely know who Lou Holtz is.
A legend.
Yes, he was part of the announcement. And Garth says he's just ready to bring this party to Notre Dame.
To get to go to Notre Dame, to get to play on that field, we're honored, flattered, and I hope when it's over, they look back and they say, who was Notre Dame's first? And they're proud to say Garth Brooks.
Yeah, man. Wait, hey, so you're going to make a legendary move? You put a legend in there to do it. Smart.
No kidding. Very exciting. No news on a date yet, though. So as soon as I do get that, I'll get that posted and share it with you. In other news, Luke Bryan now the next to be opening a new bar in downtown Nashville. You know, this has been going on over the past few weeks now, especially with CMA Fest, Jason Aldean, Dierks Bentley, all these guys opening their bars. Well, Luke Bryan, there's a name that's been filed. Luke's 32 Bridge Kitchen and Drink. The 32 Bridge comes in because that's the bridge in Georgia that kind of goes with his clothing line as well. But no news on when that'll be opening either, but it is going to happen at some point. And a little backstory to Luke's business there, and he's got a steakhouse. He's got buddies invested in this steakhouse they've been meaning to open for years now. I've known about this, the steakhouse side portion that still has not come to fruition. So they're going with this first. I think they're striking while the iron's hot with all these bars coming
up
of the artists. So very, very cool. You're going to get to see all these artists. You know, you never know who's going to be in there when you visit. Lots of hot spots in Nashville. Now, Sam Hunt, you may have seen him if you went to the Tampa show for Luke Bryan. Just what, a couple weeks ago now? And
yeah.
Sam Hunt saying that when he and his wife, Hannah, take vacations, they're very, very low-key. And he's been already trying to plan his next travel destination. But he says they don't go anywhere, like, super luxurious. They do go to Hawaii and Honduras, but they're not staying at five-star resorts. He says they'll book a hut in the jungle for a week or two. And he said those are the kinds of stays they like.
You know why?
Why?
His wife is in charge of the bank account.
That's right.
Yep.
She's keeping like, that money.
Give me that wallet.
Hey, he'll appreciate
Sorry,
that
I
later in life when he's not broke. Hey, get ready.
They're going to see the bruises, honey.
So bad. Get ready for the O-Town Showdown. 7:10. We're hooking you up with those Rascal Flatts tickets and Dan and Shay to see them July 20th.
Ovie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Lauren. I love listening to K92.3 every morning. That second date update, always on point.
On K92.3. Mono. Mono, city to city, the stakes are set. It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Oh, all right. Good morning, you two. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, words to understand, we've got Leah of Port Orange.
Yes.
Yay! Give it up for Leah.
Cup oranges.
Going up against Alex of Oviedo.
Yep, that's me.
Hey. Yeah, whenever we go to talk to the high schools out there, it's always Oviedo.
Yeah, they love it.
Then everybody finishes the rest. But guys, so we got a chance to celebrate the both of you. Why don't you neighbors love on each other real quick?
How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Can't wait to win the prize.
I don't know if you're going to be seeing the show, Alex. You may be going down.
Oh, Alex, what are you going to say to that?
I don't believe it.
All right. So here we go, guys. Here's the way the game is played. We've got the beautiful Ashley right here.
Your skin's fair.
So this girl right here, she's got three questions for you. The questions, they're not hard because it's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest. Using their sound, having the right answer, and that's how you win this here showdown.
Okay.
All right. Let's see who's going to be quick to the draw using their buzzer sound, right? This is the sound that you make when you think you're right. So why don't we start with Leah of Port Orange. What's going to be that sound for you today?
I'm going to go with Noah.
Noah?
Is that your favorite Bible character?
Oh.
I do love Noah's Ark, but I also love my son, Noah.
Oh. How old?
Special
name. 15. Nice. 15. Go. Way to go, Mom. All right. Okay. So, Alex of Oviedo, what's going to be your sound today when you think you're right?
I'm going to actually go with Winston, and that's my son's name.
Oh, nice. Okay. And how old is your boy?
He's 4 and a half.
Oh, nice. Guys. Oh. There's so much love here, guys. So much love. All right, so let's get those buzzer sounds one more time, and then let's get the sucker on the road. Leah of Port Orange.
Noah.
Alex of Oviedo.
Winston.
Guys, we're ready for the O-Town Showdown.
Question number one. Finish the saying. When in Rome...
Winston.
What you got, Alex?
Do as the Romans.
Romans.
That's right.
Love it. Great saying, too. Okay, so Leah, that means you need at least one to represent Port Orange, okay?
Okay.
Question number two. In 2018, who is the host of Let's Make a Deal?
Noah.
Oh, what you got, Liam?
Wayne Brady.
Way to go. All right. So, guys, this is perfect. This is classic. Leah representing Port Orange with one. Alex representing all of Oviedo with one. One question left.
Here we go. Question number three for the win. Christian Bush and Jennifer Nettles make up this country duo.
Noah.
What you got, Liam?
Sugarland.
Way to represent for Port Orange. Two in a row makes you today's winner of the O-Town Showdown.
You are headed to Tampa July 20th to see Rascal Flatts, Dan and Che, and Carly Pierce for free.
Thank you guys so much.
Alex, what a gentleman. Come over here, brother. We're going to throw you on our shoulders. No air like today. We're throwing you on our shoulders.
Come on. Whoa, that's really high. Can you see your house from up there?
I can see my house from here.
Guys, thank you for participating in another edition of the O-Town Showdown.
Bobby and Ashley in the morning.
On K-82-3.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, so something cool going on tomorrow is that Ashley, myself, Slater, this show is going to sound a little different tomorrow because we're going to be live. If you want, give everybody the address. This way they can come hang.
So it's at a Subway, 7780 Lake Underhill Road, across from Florida Hospital East. And this is for Obie and Ashley's Kids Sub Club. And what was cool is when we first kicked this off, is we invited everyone out to Second Harvest Food Bank, and we had a few listeners that came and stayed that morning, watched us broadcast the show live, so you kind of get to see how things happen behind the scenes.
Yeah.
But it's all for the great cause, what we're doing, and raising funds for the kids here in Central Florida who otherwise go without meals during the summer months that they get at school during the school year.
Yeah, you got to paint that picture because there's often times when I go pick up my kids from school, right? And I see all their friends, and their friends would never tell you that they're starving.
Right.
Their friends will never tell you that mommy and daddy are trying their hardest at home to make things come together, and sometimes they don't get a breakfast.
Exactly. Right.
You know, so I try to think of that scenario, and the way that we can help is by just being there for the community. I mean, really, that's what we're all called to do, right? Is to love on our neighbors, and these guys are our neighbors. Whether you live in Pine Hills, or you live in Oviedo, or you live in Winter Garden, or you live in St. Cloud, or you live in Longwood, I mean, we are all neighbors in this together. And to see those kids. Anyways, this show will hardly ever ask you for money.
For sure. And that's what I always say too, is we only will do things where we know where the money's going, we know how it's going to help and where exactly it's going to help. And we already got to go out to one of these summer camps and deliver and bring these meals to these kids. So you actually see how it happens.
Yeah.
And by the way, just to like bring a little bit more light into it, somebody that could definitely give you some more info is Greg Higgerson from Second Harvest Food Bank, who tells us a little bit more about it.
Subway has stepped up in such a big way in the month of July, providing sandwiches to our summer break spots, some funding to help us feed those very low-income families whose kids are not getting the summer meals. More than 6,000 kids a day are going to be helped through what we're doing at Second Harvest with the help of Subway, and I can tell you that much more help is needed.
Yeah, so that's why tomorrow we're doing this live broadcast. And when we say that this station doesn't ask for money, just want to let you know, a $10 investment feeds 40 kids.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't worry, because it's not going anywhere else. You know where it's going. Tomorrow morning, again, 7780 Lake Underhill Road, across from Florida Hospital East. That's where we'll be broadcasting the entire show. So 5:30 to 10 a.m. Side note, if you can't make it tomorrow morning, don't worry. You can also donate and find out all the info on volunteering, anything else you want to do to help us at K923Orlando.com.
Obie and Ashley's Kids Sub Club.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K923.
Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah.
All right, so last week was very special because, of course, it was Independence Week, and with Independence Day falling right on a Wednesday, it made that whole week a little weird, right?
Yeah.
But Ashley took advantage. You got some time to get away
and
just kind of re-energize.
Try and take like that week off, you know, as our vacation week during the year and whatnot. But I went for the first time down south to a little area called Boquillo with my boyfriend, which he's been to for years and years, loves it. I had never been, but it was awesome. Very low-key, chill, by the water.
I hate to make things weird, but you didn't ask him, like, hey, you ever brought any other girls out here?
No, I've never asked that. I don't care.
You don't want that answer either. If it's a romantic place, just assume. That's why I don't take girls to Applebee's anymore.
Oh, my God. No, Applebee's.
You cheap.
Oh, my God. No, but it was a lot of fun. Yeah, I got to do a lot of different stuff. And the reason I wanted you to smell my fingers, which is, by the way,
which is the weirdest thing that a coworker can come up to you and be like, smell.
Was such a joke. Whoa. Yes, because I help mix chum and like throw it out in the water for the first time ever.
All
to
right.
To get some bait, some live bait.
For those of you who don't fish, you throw out chum, which is just little chopped up fish parts and guts and
like
crap. Nest,
yeah, and then there was like some oil, Menhaven oil, that's super fishy.
Yeah, and that attracts the other fish. Yeah.
Yes. So then he used his cast net. So I did the chum and he got his cast net ready. It was teamwork.
Look at this. Look at her smile. Is this the rest of your life?
Oh, my gosh.
Are you now this person?
chum thrower outer.
Hey, chum.
No, but seriously, it makes your hand smell so bad. So you basically wash them with, like, bleach afterwards.
That's why you repainted your nails?
Yeah, that's going to help.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
I love the topics that they talk about and the music that they play.
K92.3.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
So we got Erica on the line. Erica, where are you calling us from?
I'm from Avalon Park.
All right, nice. How can we help you today?
I've listened to a few of y'all's like second date updates. I've done everything I can do to try and get in touch with this guy, and it's not working. So I figured this would be the best way to do it.
Okay, so give us a little bit of background about you two.
We have been talking a lot, like, online, so much in common. We're a little bit older, so we both have kids. We've both been married, and we hit it off.
And you would think that would be a little bit more of a positive aspect of it, because sometimes people with kids or without kids, they don't understand each other, get each other.
Right.
But you guys have both been through it.
Yeah, we understand, like, dating with kids is hard, and we talked about that. Like, I'm just confused.
We're going to try to call this gentleman, Charlie, that you wrote an email about, and we'll talk to him first and see if we can't get the both of you talking.
Okay.
All right, Erica, don't say anything until we talk to him, okay?
Hello?
Yes, looking for Charlie, please, or Charles?
Speaking, who is this?
Hey, good morning. So this is Obie. That is Ashley.
Hey, Charlie.
We are morning show radio hosts for the big station here in town, K92.3.
Okay.
Okay, so we're calling you because there's a woman who reached out to us, and we're going to try to pair you two back up and pay for you guys to go on another date.
I'm sorry, who are we talking about?
This is Obie and Ashley, so there's two people on the phone right now, but we're talking about Erica. She reached out to us. She told us you guys both have kids. We do this on our show every day, and she just wants to know why you're not getting back to her.
So she called you guys, gave you all our personal information, told you about our date, and that's how this all goes?
Now, Charlie, I don't want you to get upset. Like, this is all, we're going to try to help you guys get back together again, if that's
right.
A possibility.
Well, you have to understand where I'm coming from here. You have to understand. It's a little strange.
Oh, sure. But we're only here to help. I mean, this is the trust tree. You can count on us working in both your favors.
And forgive us, Charlie, if you've already gotten back to her, but she's told us that you are ignoring her calls
and stuff. No, I haven't gotten back to her. No, I have not gotten back to her. And, you know, there's a reason for that. So
then it was the date that sealed the deal for you.
Yeah, the date was fine. You know, we just have different parenting philosophies. Let's just say that.
Okay, so what was it specifically? Because now we're just going to try to help her understand so she can move on.
It had to do with
the
kids.
Okay, fair enough. During the date, she has a son. Her son plays Little League, and she had a picture of him with a trophy. And I said, oh, wow, congrats. He won his game. And she said, oh, no, this is a trophy for participation. His team lost, but everybody gets a trophy for participating. And honestly, she was just so proud of this and was so flattered that her son won a trophy. But in fact, I was sitting there thinking, the kid didn't win a trophy. The kid was just patted on the back for simply playing the game. You know, she seemed so thrilled about this. And honestly, that to me just seems like bad parenting.
Okay, wait, I'm just going to stop you really quick. Did you fill Erica in on this and how you felt about it? Or did you just kind of let it slide and you knew you weren't going to go out with her again?
Have you ever tried to tell a parent about their kid? Like, that is the worst thing you can do because they'll be so defensive about the whole thing.
So she doesn't know anything about this, right?
No, I mean, apparently she just missed that message where kids thrive in competition.
Well, I definitely know now. Thanks so much.
Wow. Oh. Okay.
All right. Solid parenting tip. Go behind their back instead of telling it to their face.
Wow.
Well, hold on. We do have to be fair here,
Hello.
Erica, because you did call and you knew that, you know, this might be going over the radio.
Yeah, Charlie, that's actually Erica who was listening.
Wow, lovely. Well, okay, I guess you do now know, but I don't know if it's
changed
your mind, but honestly, that was just a ridiculous, ridiculous approach to take.
It changes my mind about you.
Okay, so let me ask you, Erica, are you content? Would you be content if your son went through his life just being patted on the back for a mediocre job?
Oof.
My son did great. Unfortunately, his team lost, and he deserved that award because he worked his adorable little butt off. So sorry your children live in, like, a Nazi regime.
Okay.
We're not trying to get you guys to fight here. We're trying to get you guys to go on another date. Can we get past this? I mean, this is one small little subject.
No, I already made my decision because I didn't call Erica back. You know, the best way for you to love and care for your kids is expose them to a little bit of competition because otherwise they're just going to grow up
expecting it. They're literally competing, sweetie.
You know, just for the record, this is her idea to put this on the radio. So.
Whoa.
You're right. And so, ladies out there, beware. Charlie will not take care of your children.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Kristen. I love waking up to Obie and Ashley every morning and listening to that great second date update
on K-82-3.
We just had that second date update where we tried to help Erica out. Turns out that the argument was that trophies shouldn't go to every kid.
Yeah, no kidding. He said what? Participation ribbons, all those trophy things that kids get these days,
when did that change, guys? Because, like, we're in our 30s.
Yeah.
And we didn't get participation trophies, so, like, the last 10, 15 years, everything switched?
I can't remember. I feel like maybe I did get, like, for a little soccer team, I do feel like I got a little trophy, and it was just, like, end-of-season thing.
Yeah, don't you pay for that with registration?
Like, probably. You're paying for your own trophy, whether you win or not.
All right, good morning.
Please tell me you're turning this into a chime time from the second date update.
I think we're going to talk about trophies. Does every kid deserve a trophy?
I think every kid deserves a trophy because they're little, they're learning, and that boosts their confidence.
Wait, what about like a 13, 14-year-old?
Yeah, what age does that change?
Yeah, what about a teenager?
No, I think it changes as they become a teenager.
Yeah, you better get your stuff together,
12-year-olds get one, 13 are screwed.
Interesting perspective. Sure. Having a chime time about whether or not every kid should get a trophy.
Good morning, guys.
Jerry!
Pull up a bar stool, regular.
Here is a beer.
I got the whole crew here with me today listening.
Woo!
Yay!
Oh,
hey, yeah. Crew.
What up, crew?
Yeah.
If you want a trophy, earn it. That's the problem today. All the kids get everything handed to them.
Well, did you ever earn a trophy?
I won second in states in wrestling.
Oh, nice.
I bet he's a bottom.
Obi's waiting for you to show him some of those moves.
Yeah, you've got a body built for that.
No reaching around.
Oh, my God. That's so inappropriate.
Obi and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
Oh, it's this chime is a time. Good chime time, too, because a lot of people have opinions on this, especially parents. I know, like, a lot of dads out there that are coaches have opinions on this every kid getting a trophy.
Yeah, and I want my kids to feel confident so this way they want to play again next season. But at the same time, I also don't want my kids to think that just running in circles while a game's going on in baseball earns them a trophy.
No, how life works.
How do they know if they're doing good or not? Like, if they're just doing mediocre and they're half, you knowing it, can I say that word on the radio? Half-assing it?
Yeah, sure.
Then is that going to get him a trophy? Like, that's not going to help him in the
long
run.
I know. One butt cheek is going to get nobody anything, okay?
Nobody.
What about you? Chime time.
I think every kid should get a trophy. You know, they need to know that they've been acknowledged, that they did a good job, that they, you know, even just saying yes, that's worthy of a win.
Oh, man.
Wow, okay.
You sound like a really good dad.
Oh, well, you know, I love my kids.
Oh, I love it. Good. Thank you so much for chiming in.
K92.3, what about you?
I disagree with that. My children are, you know, in their mid-20s. They played soccer, karate, and I disagree. I think that's kind of silly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Love it.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, good job, Mom. K92.3, good morning.
My name's Stacey. I'm calling from Altamont.
Hey, Stacey. Yeah. Stacey. Woo. Love when you call.
I think it depends on the sport.
Really?
It's a team sport. Well, I agree with the age. You know, younger kids should feel proud of themselves because it's hard to keep a little kid's attention.
True.
True.
So what about karate?
Well, yeah, like individual things like that, being trained to do your best.
Yeah, you can't break a board, though. You don't get a trophy.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
K92.3, good morning.
Hi, yeah. I definitely think no. A little healthy competition is a good thing. My kids, they get one of those participation trophies. It's in the trash. They are not allowed to display anything unless it is a first place.
First place?
Yeah, I mean, come on.
Savage.
So, just to get a trophy just because your parents can drop you off on time and you can
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Muna, and I love waking up to Obie and Ashley's second date update every morning on K92.3.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.